USA Radio News.
A federal judge has ruled to block parts of a Florida law backed by Governor Ron DeSantis. It's dubbed the Stop Woke Act.
The state of Florida is the state, is the place where woke goes to die. We are not going to let this state, we're not going to let this state descend into some type of woke dumpster fire. We're going to be following common sense. We're going to be following, facts, and that's just really, really important.
Governor Ron DeSantis during a news conference. This partial block will effectively suspend its enforcement. The law, which went into effect July 1st, banned classroom instruction or corporate training that made students or employees feel uncomfortable about their race. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Public health officials are investigating a growing number of illnesses linked to E. coli bacteria in Michigan and Ohio. That's according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. At least 29 cases have been reported so far, and CDC says the number is expected to increase.
President Biden and Democrats with zero Republican support are adding 87,000 more IRS agents to look at your money. Now the government is training the new IRS agents to use deadly force with guns. Republican Representative Andy Biggs from Arizona on Newsmax Wednesday.
I got very nervous, not only because it looks they look incompetent to be holding a weapon, number one, but number two, that they are talking about using deadly force on American citizens from the IRS.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
The head of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection has acknowledged that Title 42, a Trump-era border rule that the Biden administration has enforced for a year and a half, has had a, quote, human cost on migrants, stranding them in parts of Mexico where they endure poor conditions and insecurity. The U.S. advocacy group Human Rights First has compiled more than 10,000 reports of attacks, kidnappings, and murders against migrants stranded in Mexico since President Biden took office in January 2021. The Biden administration has defended Title 42 as a necessary public health measure for over a year, but it moved to discontinue the policy this spring. The family of a 12-year-old Little League World Series player from Utah who sustained a head injury after falling from the top bunk of his bed at the dormitory complex stated that he has been moved from intensive care and is able to sit up, eat, and walk with support. A video that the family planted on their Instagram account shows Easton Oliverson eating and feeding himself. The family has set up a Vimeo account for the boy nicknamed Tank to help with bills and expenses. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.